Attention holiday travelers, the Federal Communications Commission may be willing to allow you to sing jingle bells to someone back home while you are in flight. The FCC apparently ready to make a decision on whether to lift the ban on cell phones. Unlike the Federal Aviation Administration's recent decision to allow other electronic devices during takeoff and landing, the cell phone proposition has flight crews up in arms. Passengers aren't so sure how they feel about it either. One of you in Cambridge, Massachusetts, it's a terrible idea. I don't want to hear a person's conversation with no ability to walk away. For more on the changes ahead and what you can expect as the holiday travel season kicks off, we turn once again to Barbara Peterson, senior aviation correspondent for Condé Nast Traveler. Barbara, welcome.
Great to be here.
And it's holiday time. What's the jurisdiction here? The FAA has some jurisdiction. The FCC has jurisdiction.
Yes. Well, it's really funny because a lot of people assume it's just the Federal Aviation Administration that regulates the airlines. But actually, the FCC, the Federal Communications Commission, does have a role here, which is they have to make sure that a plane full of people, you know, screeching into their smartphones isn't going to disrupt cellular networks on the ground. And there is a risk of that. But they have now, they're moving now to saying, wait, these restrictions are really outmoded. There are new technologies available now to the airlines that really wouldn't interfere at all with the ground networks. And the other thing that I think a lot of people don't realize is a lot of airlines overseas already permit people to use their mobile phones. So it's not unprecedented. We've had more than 5 years of experience with how it's working elsewhere in the world.
Can I ask you a kind of a techie question? You know, nowadays you can't use cash on airplanes. They basically take your credit card and they swipe it.
And
when you're getting food or something to drink, that uses the same technology as a cell phone, right? That little swiper deal?
Yes, but I think the key is how much and what type of strength the signal is. And I think that a lot of people are just concerned that if you have, again, if you have a whole plane load of people using their phones to make calls, that would really pose a different kind of issue. I must say, though, I don't think that scenario really is that realistic because, frankly, it's going to be horrendously expensive. You'll probably get charged international roaming rates if you call
home really?
A plane.
Oh, really? Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, so
I didn't realize that.
Yeah, so I don't think people are going to be blabbing on for hours about their gum surgery or something and annoying everybody around them. I think that
you're annoying me now. Yeah. So how do you deal with this? Amtrak, of course, has a quiet car. I mean, there's no real structural way of dealing with this inside the aircraft to prevent someone from talking or to create preference seating, right?
Well, that would be another option for the airlines if they choose to and if they think they can make money out of it. I mean, some of the ideas being bandied about already are maybe creating a little phone booth in the back of the plane and you'd reserve your time there. And, of course, that's taking up precious space. And most of the time when airlines take something out of a plane, they want to put something in that will make money. So they'd have to figure out how to make that work. One other commenter that I read online was concerned that people are now going to go in the lavatories and use that as their private phone booth and they'll stay there for – I don't know how the flight crews are going to regulate that. So I think that's why we've heard so much blowback from the airline employees on this one.
Technologically speaking, I mean, originally it wasn't just about cell phones. It was about all electronic technology creating some sort of interference that would get in the way of navigation. You don't really hear about that much anymore. Is that because the navigation technology has advanced to the point where there isn't that interference, or the technology itself doesn't put out those interfering waves?
Yes. Well, it is the advent of these new technologies that were first tested in Europe about 5 or 6 years ago. And those are very different than when, I don't know, maybe some of your listeners remember there were these clunky things called airphones that were in the seat back.
Yeah, sure.
And those were not only very expensive to use, but there was only one per every three seats or so. But those, you know, we have had experience with phones on planes before. This is not unheard of. And, you know, a lot of people didn't use those either because, again, you know, the sticker shock when you open your bill, you know, the next month was pretty bad.
You flying for the holidays?
I'm going to stick to the roads.
Right. Barbara Peterson, senior aviation correspondent for Condé Nast Traveler. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Yeah. NYC Now delivers breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. By sponsoring our programming, you'll reach a community of passionate listeners in an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to learn more.